What would happen if we had the audacity, the courage, the boldness, and the presence to lean into our edges and to grow from our core? See, in a world shaped by yesterday's leaning into tomorrow's, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. The world has shifted, and now we find ourselves in a space-time continuum where lifestyle, business, and consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast. I'm your hostess, Lena Ski. This is a never-ending chronicle, a narrative really, designed to usher in those big bang shebangs and a whole lot more glimmer. Let's get astronomical. Let's really shift the needle into flow. So for all of you who have heard this podcast before and the Global Movement Summit, you may have heard me saying this before, and I'm never ever truly going to get tired of saying this because I think we need to be reminded of these things. You know, we're sitting in this culture where the new and the innovative is quickly becoming the dull and the boring. And that's a dangerous place to play. That's a dangerous place for us to forget our own values, forget our own gifts, forget our own contributions, and almost dull down the edges of our own greatness. This isn't supposed to be an ego boost. This is an acknowledgement in our values, in our times, in what it is that we're creating. And if we can't see that and we numb out to that, we end up becoming more risky, more artificial, less authentic, more like the androids that we're so scared of. And let's face it, we still have this mindset of androidism in us, this zombieism in us. You know, we've come so far, and yet I was chatting to somebody, and I'm not going to mention who, and he was telling me about a company, and I'm not going to mention who, where there's still a check-in system. There's still the system of clock in, clock out. And it scared me to hear that there's still this incest of control, this dichotomy of power, of suppression, of this old mentality of check in, check out. Like, you really, you know, we aren't robots, and yet we're being treated like robots. And I'm not just now starting this conversation to now go, okay, you know, all the companies that have this kind of system need to go and you know, create a revolution and blame it all on, you know, this little supernova over here. You know, though the, you know, I'm glad I could catalyze some sort of change. I don't know if I want to be blamed for it, but I guess that's also going to speak into another piece of this call, because it's like, you know, what you put out there is something you've got to take ownership of. So, oh boy, you know, I've just put this out there in the world, and I'm not going to edit it out, and I'm not going to take it back, because here's the other part of that equation. But before, let me go here, because I'm already here. You know, this is about what we're leading with. This is about what we're representing. We are all ambassadors and advocates for everything that we do. And in this culture, or this operational system of clocking in and checking out on certain times, we actually dehumanify ourselves. Brené Brown had the perfect wording. I don't have my notebook next to me, but I think it was like this dehumanification, and that we're needing to rehumanize ourselves. And this is what I love about AI and the robotics that are happening out there, and even the future of work, because yes, it is scary. Yes, it is scary what's going to be happening. You know, I've already seen chat boxes that are pretty great, well, pretty good psychologists right now. Not the best, but and I'm not a psychologist, but pretty good for given the fact that this is relatively new technology. And yes, it is threatening to humanity. And yes, there is a lot of doomsday around this. But the gift in this, if you allow yourself to hear this, is the fact that we get to be rehumanized. We get to be reawakening to our own potential and our own values and what it is that we uniquely bring to something. Not the physical act of just pressing buttons, typing into keyboards, but that unique infusion of intelligence and vision and creativity and perspective and personality and so much more value that is not being named and not being valued. We get to be valued for that. So hey, maybe that means we're going to all be getting greater salaries for those of us still working in that culture, or we'll be able to, you know, really feel like the artisans that we all are, because in a way we all are artisans. It's not just left to the creative vendor to do that, but in the rise of AI, who would have edited that all out for me and made my life a whole lot easier, and I'm not going to go there because I'm just going to be inauthentic and I'm just going to roll with it, and I'm really not liking editing in this software. I'm missing my old software so much. So maybe I need an AI just to create me a new software. And isn't that cool, you know? Like the 3D printers, right? Again, I've spoken about this before, but it's like, your wish is my command. We have this amazing capacity right now to create the things that help us grow, to create us the things that allow us to become more human, to create things that allow us to engage in more ways. And to sustain us in better ways. Yes, there could be universal income. Yes, there could be all these great concepts coming up. And I'll speak more into that in the coming podcast, especially in the build-up to the Global Movement Summit. And even more excitingly, the Wellbeing Economy Festival. I am so excited. Like I'm going to be working on the landing page as soon as I've got this out into the world, so you know what I'm doing in that moment. But it's just so profound that we're moving into this new culture and this new mindset and this new way of being that is so honoring. And in that is a message that I would like to share today, because today I was meeting up with my client, and on this past weekend, and I'm just going to use this wording, and I'll speak into how she responded to it, because it's so yes please. Jade from Low Impact Living over this weekend launched the first South African zero waste co-op market space. And yes, that can be true, and it is true, and yes, it's also not true. Because in a world where everyone's trying to be first and everyone's just trying to get that patent and that trademark and that URL and have, you know, maximize the capacity on a new hashtag, and there have been people that just wanted to do it just for the sake of being first, you know, there's this culture that's rising, and it's actually coming back to essence. It's actually this remembering that we've always been here. We lost our way along the way. We found value in this other thing. And yes, there still is value in this other thing. But it's the kind of value that ends up hurting us more than it gives us value. So it's a re-education. It's a unlearning and a relearning in so many different ways. And in that conversation, what I'm really excited about is the future of branding and marketing. Now, you must probably be going, okay, that's me checking out of this podcast, but I think there's some really valuable things that you need to be hearing about where things are opening up and where the possibilities lie and where you can be empowering yourself as an entrepreneur, as a brand, as an artist, as a creator of your own life as an individual who's passionate and purposeful and wanting to be an advocate for certain causes and certain topics and debates and really engage in the world and in humanity in a different way. And I think the great thing about that and the remembering and the conversations, as I said, that I've been having, is that we're re-humanizing ourselves. We're re-coming back into what it means to be human. But also, we're getting to remember that the greatest real estate space, our greatest advertising platform, that actually, if we're truly honest, come on, hands in the air, maybe Instagram this just to take a picture, but, do your own thing on it. But if we're really, truly honest, are we using what we have to the maximum capacity? Now, I know you're going to say, but I don't have money for this, or I can't get Facebook advertising right, or it costs too much to be in the game, or there's just too many other things to do. Yes, 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 I hear you. I so hear you. I feel you. I honestly, truly do. But I'm not talking about the things that cost you. I'm talking about the things that fuel you. I'm talking about the things that don't actually cost you and that actually infuse you. So I'm going to ask you that question again. Are you making the most of your resources to really make an imprint in the world? Okay, so I'm a millennial, and millennials have been said that we've come into this world not to be of control, not to be domineering, but to be of influence. And I guess to be of impact. And I love that statement. And I can resonate with that. But I don't think this is just a millennial culture. I think from what I'm seeing and from what I'm experiencing having non-millennial clients as well, is there's this rise in purpose. But this isn't just, again, a millennial thing. This is a human evolution thing. And the millennials just happen to be the greatest policing force in this, because they're kind of going, you say you wanna, so you're gonna, right? You say you stand for this, prove it. Come on, show me. It's the new show me the money kind of frequency that's being put out there. It's a show me your intentionality, show me how you're making a difference, you know, show me how you're really being of value in this world. And that comes back to the greatest real estate that you can possibly be putting out there in terms of your branding and your marketing and your engagement is you. Yes, your brand is its own entity. Yes, your brand has its own DNA. Yes, your brand needs to be able to stand on its own feet. But for most of us, that brand is still a baby, it's still being birthed, it's still on the umbilical cord, or it's still needing to be breastfed, or it's still needing to be taken care of and nourished. It doesn't have its own capacity yet to stand on its own 2 feet without little mama or papa taking care of it, right? And even those who do have that capacity, who are at that enterprising level where their team is taking care of it and this brand is almost nourishing itself and it's part of its own community and it's got its own systems and structures in place, we're still the advocates for who we are and what we're being and what we're doing in this world. Because we don't want this mentality of just clocking in and clocking out anymore. And yet there are still organizations that do. And even though there are organizations that physically do that, that physically actually big brother their way through and make sure that people are checking in, checking out, and actually doing their work and barring social media sites or other sites during the working day, hands up, come on, let's be honest. We're all we all find ourselves doing it in moments in our days. That we tune out, that we over Facebook ourselves, that we get distracted, that we arrive at our desk to create, to be of value, to be of service, to write that invoice, to do whatever it is we need to do. And somehow we aimlessly just sit there. And while we're at our desk, we're thinking we're being productive because we have our laptops on, or we're plugged in, and we know what's happening on our WhatsApp feeds, and we know what's happening in our Facebook feeds, and we know what's happening in this thing, or we don't, but we're sitting at our desks, or we're in an office space, or we're in a environment that means we're doing the work, but are we actually being the work? Because in being the work, that's branding real estate that nobody else has. You've got that. And we don't use that to its full capacity. It's that show, don't tell. It's the lead, don't sell, that is the cutting edge, the distinction between just a mediocre nothingness to a special something kind of sacredness. And it's these kinds of things that I'm loving that's coming out of, say, these zero waste, zero packaging movements. Because when we have to strip to essence, when we can no longer hide behind the makeup, when we can no longer hide behind the fancy bows and ribbons and glitter and the font and the packaging and the logo, what are we in essence? What do we stand for? And where are we contributing? Because if we know what we stand for and we know what we're contributing, and we're on that journey ourselves, because I think this is the beauty of entrepreneurship, and I've seen that, and I know it's this in myself, and I see this in my friends, and I see this in my clients, and I see this in the spaces that I surround myself with, that we get to lead these moments. And we can own them, we can shape them, we can mold them, we can hold them, we can cherish them, we can be a part of them, we can nourish them, we can feed them. We are a part of them. They are a part of us. And it's just coming back to essence. This is the heart of authentic marketing, magnetic marketing, purposeful branding, conscious leadership, and do good business. This is the heart and the essence and the soul of what it means to refine the way we do business, regardless of whether you're a millennial or not. This is something that you have in your capacity right here, right now. And you're not going to get it right first time around. And it is a world to take on. And you're going to rise and you're going to grow. And as you do, your capacity to do more and be more and bring more and share more and lead more and highlight more and be of more value is going to grow with that. And yes, your brand and your business will come to stand on its own 2 feet, and will need to be able to do all those things that you do as an advocate for itself. But it's not going to need, or it's not going to get to a stage where it's not having that life infusion. At least not for any time too soon, unless AI booms in some really mysterious way. But here's the thing about humanity. We're here to not leave a legacy, but live a legacy. And we want to have meaning and contribution in the world. Whether it's just for our little kids, our families, our environment, our budgie, our goldfish, our dog, our significant others, our customers, our service providers, our suppliers, the stakeholders that we play with, the community at large, and the world, and who knows, maybe even the solar system, and the other dimensions that follow. Take it to your own extreme. Take it to wherever you are in your world. But you ricochet a and everything you do ricochets off the way that we're showing up. And that doesn't mean we have to be wearing the makeup all the time and the sleekness and the corporate suits. It means we don't need to be a lemming. We don't need to be a drone. We need to be a human in all of this. Because I love what Brian Cramer speaks into, and I've spoken into it as well, and this is a famous quote of his. We're not in a B2B world, a world that's selling business to business, which is essentially that world where, say, you know, I'm coaching service providers on how to reach their clients in a better way. Or we're not living in a B2C world, which is business to client, where I'm coaching everyone, regardless of whether they're in business or not in business, on how to make their life better. But we're living in an H2H world, in a human-to-human world. Where does spam come in? When we dehumanize, when we automate. And I'm not saying automate as in don't have automated systems. Oh gosh, those things make a world of difference. But when we dehumanize ourselves, our products, and our conversations, and we talk at rather than converse with, when we build like those kind of megaphone dictating conversations rather than embrace narratives, we lose the greatest real estate we have. How can you be bringing yourself raw, wild, totally unpackaged, and packaged to the conversations, to the work, to the things that you want to put out into this world? If you love this conversation and you want to have more conversations like this, if you don't know this, I could be talking about this forever and ever, for all eternity. I think this is here. This is like one of the things that I just do. So we're going to be continuing this thread and so many other threads. We've got the Global Movement Summit coming up. We've got the Wellbeing Economy Festival coming up. We've got a whole lot of amazing things being birthed and incubated and interstellarized. And I'm just loving being here right now in the cusp of this. And I want to remind you to don't dull your edges, to stay in the wonder, and to not forget the sacredness in everything. Just because we have Facebook now and we've got the Hootsuite that can send one message out to so many different platforms doesn't mean we need to, you know, it makes life easier. But it also takes something away from the equation. And I guess that's what I'm asking you to look into: yourself, your brand, what you stand for, your business, in every shape and way and being. And let's keep continuing this conversation, because it's these conversations that move the needle into flow. It's these conversations that bring us back into the truth of what it is that we're creating and the truth of what it is that we're being. And if you love these conversations and you want to find out more about all of those things that I've mentioned, I will be updating the Global Movement Summit page a little bit later this week, or maybe early into the next week, with some of the great things happening. But you can definitely be following the globalmovementsummit.com, lenaski.com, and obviously all the social media platforms and Instagrams and everything that's out there. And above all, if you don't want to, that's fine, because this isn't about following me. This is about following you. This is about following that thread in you that you are so compelled to put out there. And not only following it and embracing it, leading it, nourishing it, and being it. Oh, I am so, so, so excited for you, fellow Luminauts, in your adventures and what it is that you're creating and what it is that you stand for and what it is that you want to put out into this magical world. Because the world does need you, and you've got something to bring, because you are a human being, and it is time that you get valued, and it is time that you get seen, and it is time that things get easier. and simpler and smarter. And there is so many ways that the world would love to play with you. So keep looking out for those invitations. Keep stepping up. Keep stepping in. Onwards, inwards, upwards, and always, 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 always with purpose. So there you have it. There's no more room at the edge of maybe. Maybes have been taken up and scrapped off the list. Because we're not just in business to create products or services. You're in business to create openings, shape connections, and establish engagement. And this is your exact chance to find your opening, to take a step in, to get bold, to get daring, and to have that presence to follow your bliss, to follow that uniqueness that you bring into the world and let the world know, to step into the new class of emerging and share your genius. This has been Lena Ski for the Supernova Podcast. If you enjoyed this conversation or you want to find out more, head on over to my personal site, which is lenaski.com. Or if you're ready to get a little bit more moonshot, if you're ready to get a whole lot more magnetic, exponential, evolutionary, and intuitively design the business, the products, the services, and the talents that you're here to deliver to this world, you're gonna love theglobalmovementsummit.com. See you there.